Now, you, when you were living, you know, around the City Market area, now, what do you remember about your childhood there?
Well, the thing that I remember more than anything else is the thing that really, could remember the most vividly is the year that the families were bringing back their children from China, who they had sent to China to stay there. But when the war came in, they brought these kids back.
Which war?
That was before World War II got started, when the Japanese was invading China. And we had a whole slew of them that came back in 1938-39, around that year. Couldn't even be 19, no, I think it was 38-39 or 40, somewhere around there. And I could still remember when they came back, they couldn't speak English. And they used to get us, who knew how to speak English, to spend about an hour or so, and we'd go out there on the playground where everybody else is doing the work, and we would read to them in English and explain to them in Chinese, because we were bilingual. I cannot remember which language I learned first. All I know is I know both languages. And so some of the fellows I like, for instance, Samsung Meat Market, Albert Wong, is my very close friend. Well, he was one of them. His family was brought back. And Charles Wong, the architect, he was one of them. Of course, back in those days, he was known as Shook Wong. And those kids, when they started school, that was the 9th Street School, and located on 9th, bounded by Town and Stanford.
This was the public school.
Yes, the public school. The Japanese had about as much indoctrination as the Chinese had back in those days, and there was quite a bit of animosity between the Chinese and the Japanese due to the schools. The teachers were there was a lot of indoctrination going on. The Japanese were very, very bullies. They were real bullies. They knew how to do, they went to the jujitsu schools, and they took advantage of it, and they loved to push the Chinese kids around. The Chinese kids back in those days never really got involved in fist fights too much, because they were a little bit on the timid side, and most of them were more afraid of their parents than they were of the kids. They got a worse of beating when they got home after fighting with anybody. And the Japanese used to make fun of these kids, because their names would be, like, for instance, Albert Wong was Hin Hoi Wong, you see. And of course, Charles Wong was Shook Wong. See, they used those names. And so the Japanese kids used to tease them.
So most of the kids who were coming over at that time, your peer group, but they had mostly Chinese names then.
Oh yeah.
Now, did they, did most of the, gradually, did the kids start fighting back, the Chinese
no,
kids?
No, they never fought
they
back.
Never fought
never
back.
Fought back. They were more on a docile side, and there were a couple Chinese families that were pretty rough, and who everybody was afraid of. Not only the Japanese, but everybody was afraid of them. They were some pretty tough families, and of course, but the majority of them were quite docile.
I see. So how many families do you recall? How many families there were living in your same block?
Well, we actually, the Chinese families lived on, we lived on Crocker, 10th, and 9th Place. And some lived on Town Avenue, which was the next block, not too many. A lot of Japanese lived on Town Avenue, and a few lived in Crocker. The animosity that I spoke of between the Chinese and the Japanese exist in those days wasn't really animosity like deep hatred or anything, because I could still remember playing with them. It wasn't something where you had a real tremendous hatred over. there was still a lot of playing around, and then still some of the parents were had some Japanese friends and so forth, you see. Mm-hmm. And but there was that competition.
Mm-hmm.
And there was this tendency to laugh at the Chinese.
Mm-hmm. And then, so did you have Japanese friends?
Oh, yes.
Did you bring them home to your family?
Oh, yes.
Your family? They were well received.
Oh, yeah. We've never really made a big issue out of that.
How about other, you know, races, you know, like Angles or, you know?
Well, those days, we had the term Anglo never existed, you mm-hmm. see. But we did have some people who were ethnically second generation European.
Mm-hmm.
And there was some families who were the original white families in that area mm-hmm. who were still there. And of course there were a lot of Mexicans.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a hodgepodge neighborhood.
Uh-huh. I see.
With no blacks in it.
Uh-huh. So you had friends among these other groups?
Oh, yes, we played with everybody.
I see.
And
how about bringing, you know, kids home?
During those days, it wasn't bringing kids home.
Mm-hmm.
When you were playing, you ran into everybody's house. the only thing you had was a radio.
Mm-hmm.
And in the evenings, the old folks used to sit out there on the porches.
Mm-hmm.
And the kids would be all playing in the streets, and sometimes we ran into houses.
Oh, so that your block was
just one big
mixture of different families living there, white families and Mexican families and Chinese families.
Yeah, and we just, everybody played, and there was no concern about losing anything because mm-hmm. everybody was poor.
Mm-hmm.
No one had anything.
Now, most of the Chinese families, though, who were living there, were they connected, were their families connected with the city market since it was around that area?
Well, some were. For instance, the Zhang family, which is a very old family on 10th Street, he was, Ed Zhang is a very good friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
His family, his father was one of the very first city market people.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe his father's dead now.
Mm-hmm.
And they had his father was a lot more progressive mm-hmm. than all the other fathers. And what he did was he had a contract for preparing strawberries for canning.
Mm-hmm.
And so they had a business in the back here, plus their produce market. And all the Chinese people used to go there to pick the greens off the strawberry and then put in, they got paid for piecework. However, thinking back, I was wondering why my mother never did it before. I think back, they were all C-ups.
Oh,
you see?
I see.
You see, my mother was, she had friends, but she never was really accepted in the circle.
Mm-hmm.
And now when I think back.
That was primarily because she was Zhongshan?
Yeah, I think when you think back, you know, they were all C-ups, you know, mm-hmm. Those days, we all knew how to. I can still speak C-up, Toisanhua, mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm. I can speak that just as well as those kids mm-hmm. can, because everybody spoke that. And if you didn't speak it well, you were just sort of an outsider.
I see.
And there was only one other Zhongshan family there, and I remember that he was one of my father's closest friends. But now that I think back, he was a Zhongshan.
What was his name?
Very clandish.
What family was that?
That was the Chang family.
Mm-hmm.
And she's, I can't think of her name. I know her so well. She's Alan Yee's wife, one of the owners of Paul's Kitchen.
Oh, I see. So then the rest of the families then, besides the Zhang family, were they connected in some ways to, I mean, did they have stores or were they mostly?
Well, they had, the Zhang family was very progressive. Mm-hmm. They had, I think they had a produce market plus mm-hmm. the this business.
I see.
And that provided, it provided two things for the Chinese women in that area. It provided a social gathering mm-hmm. plus earning a few pennies and I think it was just pennies, really, back in those days.
Now, did the other families have businesses there, too?
No. As I recall, a lot of the families were really poor.
Mm-hmm.
like the Chin family, they were very poor. They're, of course, the children are living in, the boy's living in San Bernardino. He's a close friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
I hadn't seen him in 30 years, though. And there was another family, I don't remember the last name. They were very poor.
Mm-hmm.
And there was the Demieux family, who mm-hmm. used to live across the street from us. And the Demieux family, their father was a very respected person because he was, I used to hear my folks say, he's a Siu Seng. You know,
oh, uh-huh.
There's no other Mews around.
Uh-huh.
So therefore, he was the perfect arbitrator.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was, year after year, he was the president of Zhonghua Weigun.
Mm-hmm.
Because there was no bias.
Uh-huh.
There was absolutely no bias.
He was a gentleman.
Yeah, well, and well, he there was no one could accuse him of bias because there was no other Mews around.
Uh-huh. I see.
Yeah.
And so he made a very good arbitrator. That
yeah,
way.
And he was
uh-huh.
he was very well respected.
Mm-hmm. And then how about some of the other families? Who? What other families lived there that are still here today?
There was the Wong family,
mm-hmm.
and the boy's name was Everett, and
mm-hmm.
the one was Fred. And I think his sister's name was Dorothy.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what their father did, but
mm-hmm.
I remember when they moved into 10th Street, they had enough money to buy the house.
Mm-hmm.
And, I don't think they bought a house. I don't think they could, unless they had
mm-hmm.
someone with citizenship or something. But I remember they coming into that house and they had money to remodel the house,
mm-hmm.
which rest of us didn't, never,
mm-hmm.
the rest of the families didn't have that time,
mm-hmm.
that kind of money.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the Wong family on 9th Place, the owners of Ying Cheng Gong,
mm-hmm.
three of them.
Mm-hmm.
And Stanton Wong, who lives over here in Santa Monica now,
mm-hmm.
very successful computer science
mm-hmm.
company
mm-hmm.
that he owns.
Mm-hmm.
And they were there. And then there were a couple of houses that I used to hear my folks say, Sanjai,
mm-hmm.
you know, these bachelors.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a couple of houses that
I
they
see.
Would live in.
Oh. Now, most of the families that were living in this area, are they still, you know, still in the LA area?
Oh, yeah. The children are still
uh-huh.
around.
Now, did any of the children go into the same business, you know, with their parents, or?
No, the only families that I know that went into their family's business is the Ying Cheng Long.
Mm-hmm.
Carol
mm-hmm.
took over his father's business. Stanton's father had died,
mm-hmm.
and so at that time they split up the partnership,
mm-hmm.
And so one of the partners, I think he's a Chan,
mm-hmm.
and they open up Guang Hengdong
mm-hmm.
over at Adams and San Pedro. So he went up there and gave Wong the business
mm-hmm.
over. That's where they settled everything. And so those stores, the children carried, but the rest of the children, and really most of the majority of them got into professions, and one of them is very well known now. See, Ying Cheng, the family there, Kyung took over the store, but their cousin, Jin,
mm-hmm.
became an architect. He's Jin Wong, architect
see.
In town.
Uh-huh. So their family lived in the same area?
Oh, he lived in 9th Street.
Uh-huh. I see.
I knew Jin when he was one of those that were brought back from China.
Mm-hmm. I see. Now, did any of, you know, were your families, was there a closeness between all of your families and you all knew one another and visited and...
Yeah, they,
how about New Year's time? Did you...
Oh, New Year's time was the... Oh,
what was that like?
That was nice, New Year's time. Because even though my mother wasn't too close with those people,
mm-hmm.
Still, they were friendly to her,
mm-hmm.
you see, and they just didn't have too much of a common bond.
Mm-hmm.
And on Chinese New Year's, my God, that was really something, because all the Chinese women You know, we used to never buy, we never called them dim sums back mm-hmm. in those days. We called them changaos.
Right,
uh-huh. You see? And all the mothers would be making them. You didn't buy them in restaurants. Mm-hmm. They made them. And they would pass it out to everybody. And my mother didn't know how to make those uh-huh. things. But we always got them as gifts.
Uh-huh.
Oh, boy, that was really, and they, those changaos, as I can remember, they're better than these you buy in the restaurants.
That was only around New Year's time that you got to eat
them.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, how about visiting visits, you know?